Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. For 40 years, Milwaukee Public Theater has taken its art to the streets and the neighborhoods and the schools. The company was founded by Barbara Lee and has a distinctive niche in the Milwaukee arts community. It incorporates mime, puppetry, dance, martial arts, and even circus performance in an effort to make a difference through artistic engagement. This Friday, the company marks its 40th anniversary with a performance extravaganza called the Steampunk Circus of Metamorphosis at their workspace in the Grand Avenue Mall. Founder Barbara Lee and collaborators Susan and Ron Scott Fry of Milwaukee's Optimist Theater joined Lake Effect's Bonnie North, and Barbara Lee looked back at the past four decades.
We wanted to change the world, and we thought, well, theater, what else? What better way? And we just kind of started and never stopped. Pretty incredible.
Yeah, it really, really is when you look at it. Most companies of your size don't last that long.
It's true.
You know, and with the kinds of shoestring budgets and that sort of stuff, it's usually the bigger institutions that manage to have 40 and 50 and 60-year anniversaries.
That's true. On the other hand, shoestring can be good because you never go beyond your means. And you always make sure that you're one step ahead of the next fad.
Do you think that that's part of the success of the Milwaukee Public Theater?
Definitely, definitely. Because, I mean, we're all set up to do things that relate to social issues. So we're always relevant. And I think that's worked, too, in terms of funding. And it's worked in terms of – because we're so eclectic – it's always been a good thing because we can have lots of earned income because we do lots of hands-on things in the schools, in the parks, in hospitals, et cetera. And we reach people where they are, and somehow we always have found money that supports that.
It's interesting. You know, I think back 40 years ago, it was probably a more – I don't know, idealistic time maybe. Oh. You know, certainly less irony, less, you know – just sort of despair, maybe. Maybe there was a more of an idea that we could change the world in a different sort of way. How, for you, on the front lines of this, how has it changed? Do you have any more difficulty getting people kind of fired up about doing this stuff?
Well, I think in the beginning we were Friends Mime Theater, and people liked mimes in those days.
That's dating us, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we changed our name in 91 to Milwaukee Public Theater so that we could talk and people wouldn't be surprised, for one thing. But also so that we could continue to be really relevant to where we are. What I'm finding is that there is a renaissance right now that kind of harkens back to that period where there's this feeling, I think, by the younger generation that, yes, we can change this. We have to change this. I think there was a feeling of desperation in the 60s that we had to, but it's even more pronounced now. I mean, now that we know more about what's happening, global warming and with all of the shifts and schisms in politics and in the weather and everything, it's just such an incredibly volatile time, and we all kind of can see it all happening around us. So there's this sense of urgency, but also there's a creativity about it that's very exciting.
Well, there's also an immediacy to seeing all of that stuff that we didn't have in the 60s and 70s. We've got
right.
The internet
exactly.
That's kind of like pumping that at us, and so we're all so interconnected in a way. Do you find that young people feel theater is still a viable way to address these problems?
Well, I think so. I mean, you can see with all of the other little theaters that have sprung up, it's incredible. There must be 50 theater companies here in Milwaukee, and some of them just started this year, you know. So I think, yes, there is a sense. I think there's nothing like being present with something instead of – I mean, it's so unusual now to have a live actor instead of somebody on TV or on the internet. So in that sense, yeah, I think it's always going to be relevant.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Well, Ron and Susan, let's bring you in on this too. How did you meet Barbara? How did you guys get involved?
Well, we met Barbara when we moved to Milwaukee about 6 years ago. So it hasn't been that long, seven perhaps. When we moved to Milwaukee, we decided that we wanted to change the world with theater. Oh, my goodness.
Surprise.
and you said, wait a minute, somebody's doing that already.
Hang on, we need to meet.
Exactly.
That was it. Yeah. Exactly, exactly. We were trolling the internet and we read Barbara's mission statement and thought, this is an individual that we really should get to know. So we called and said, hi, we're new in town. Can we sit down and just introduce ourselves? And Barbara, of course, said, absolutely, come on over. And so here we are collaborating, and we are out there trying to change people's lives with the kind of theater that we're doing. And now we're having opportunities to work directly in partnership with Barbara, with Milwaukee Public Theater and Optimist Theater. So we're very excited to be sitting here talking about 40 years and then knowing that we're going to be part of the future, the next 40 years.
It didn't hurt that in the 70s I was a rabid Barbara Lee fanboy.
You were.
Were you?
I was a huge fan of Friends Mime Theater and the things they were doing. I'd never met Barbara before. And so it was really special for me to be able to actually meet this person who had created all this great art that had been a formative part of my career.
Influential on what you do and ended up doing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I was a little starstruck, but you can't be starstruck around Barbara too long because she's too gracious. She won't allow it.
You're pretty down to earth.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So bringing in Optimist and the kind of theater that you do, how does this all interconnect? How do you feed each other as theater companies?
I've had an opportunity to work with Milwaukee Public Theater earlier. I worked on the All City People's Parade for a couple of years. I've done some design work and some teaching work. So I was familiar with what Milwaukee Public Theater was doing. And it felt like a very different way to approach the same thing, because with Optimist Theater, we do very different work, but it's a part of our mission statement to be a gateway theater experience and bring in new audiences and also to reach out to artists and audiences throughout the entire city. The diversity that Milwaukee Public Theater achieves is one of the goals for Optimist Theater. And so that's a very, very strong link. But it also has to do with having had an opportunity to work with Milwaukee Public Theater and the friendships and the collegiality that started over years.
True. As theater artists in a variety of disciplines, we do the work wherever we can find the work. And so, of course, we're dedicated to Optimist and to getting Shakespeare in the Park beautifully established. But as independent theater artists, we are all about working in collaboration or working for any other theater company that we click with as well. And so we both had those opportunities to work independently with Milwaukee Public Theater. So wonderful foundation for saying to each other, where do we go from here? We need to just continue these steps.
And the other thing that I always love about Milwaukee Public Theater is the use of puppetry. You've got all of these almost hyper-theatrical elements that you use to tell the stories that you want to tell.
We incorporate all the different art forms because all the arts fit into theater, feed into theater, really, even though that surprises people. What do you mean? You teach dance and circus and martial arts? Wait a minute. But they all fit, especially when you're doing any kind of theater that really stretches the mind. As you say, we really started as a physical theater company that aspired to bringing in all these other elements. And I think that's still really where our vision is today.
We'll talk about what's happening for the 40th anniversary because you've got something special lined up for this, more special than usual.
Absolutely. We have an amazing board president, Dr. Tess Kenney. She is a professor, associate professor at Concordia University. She teaches marketing. She teaches graphic arts. We talked about, well, how can we bring everything together that's Milwaukee Public Theater to celebrate our 40th. She says, well, why don't we do a steampunk circus? I'm like, what is steampunk? And it turns out that steampunk is a wonderful, especially the whole title, The Steampunk Circus of Metamorphosis, is like the perfect title for this event because it's bringing the past into the present, into the future. And it's a metamorphosis. It's kind of taking all those changes and then going, okay, this will lead right into the future. There will be jugglers, magicians.
So there will be a full circus.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Oh, and the Milwaukee Steampunk Society is doing a fashion show.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, yes.
I didn't even know there was a steampunk society here.
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool. That,
if you have Renaissance Fair roots, then you can't avoid steampunk because the people who participate in both of those venues are very similar. So I'd known for a long time. They're very active and they're nationally recognized for the quality of their work and because they're a really fun group of people.
It's gorgeous. Their fashions are stunning. They work for years on their costumes and their clothing. And in the course of crafting these gorgeous gowns and suits, they create their characters. And so when they're doing their fashion show, you're going to be getting a show much as fashion.
They're in character when they're
totally
doing it. So it's like a Renaissance fair except it's a different
steampunk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That Victorian Jules Verne meets the future.
Yes.
Yeah. Industrial. It's beautiful.
It's like a Renaissance fair in that we hope people show up in costume. I can't think of any better way to celebrate what Milwaukee Public Theater has done than giving people an opportunity to actively participate in what's going on, because so much of the Milwaukee Public Theater work is about active participation. Come in costume.
Come in character.
Come in character. Exactly. Yeah, come in costume. Come in character.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be huge fun.
Well, once the 40th anniversary celebration is over, what's the next participatory event thing? I don't want to say performance because it's always more than that.
Well, the very next day.
Not that you're resting.
Yeah. Right.
The very next day, we'll be doing the Reclamation Parade Pageant. This is a project that we did in Harambe to help just kind of bring focus to the neighborhood and the fact that it's been a really struggling neighborhood because of all the redlining that went on in the 30s. But it's a renaissance now. There are all kinds of opportunities for transformation. We're working with wonderful artists from the neighborhood, Anushka Peck and Julia Swanson. They're the lead artists for this, and they have created the most incredible props and set and costume elements with kids from the Holton Youth and Family Center and at Grand Avenue.
So no rest for the wicked.
Oh, no, no.
You're just leaping right into it. Well, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of a very busy schedule to come in. And Barbara, here's to the next 40 years.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And Ron and Susan, thank you for stopping by, too.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bonnie.
Barbara Lee is founder of Milwaukee Public Theater, which marks its 40th anniversary on Friday with an evening extravaganza called the Steampunk Circus of Metamorphosis at its base in the Grand Avenue Mall. Susan and Ron Scott Fry are founders of Milwaukee's Optimist Theater and collaborated with the Public Theater on this performance. They spoke with Bonnie North, and there is a link to more from WUWM.com/Lake Effect. That's all for the Wednesday edition of the program. Tomorrow, a conversation with Howard Fuller, his early life in community organizing, and why education reform became the focus of his life. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for being with us today, and I hope you'll tune in again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. It's 11 o'clock. Stay tuned. Fresh air is next.